good morning and welcome to the September 22nd, 2018 edition of the Grand Jury Reawakening. I am your host, Dr. Kelly Royce, and for the next hour, we're going to jump into the nuts and the bolts and the nails and the brads and the fasteners in the grand jury here in California. And I'm really hoping to wake up a few folks in the neighboring lower other 47 of these great republics and these great states. And speaking of great republics, Republic Broadcasting. I really appreciate the vocabulary of John Stadtmiller. It's wonderful. And I want to support this process. And so be thrifty. Get an envelope. Get your pens and papers. Get ready to take some notes. Get a stack of envelopes and address them to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Rolling Rock, Texas, Round Rock, Texas. Apologies for that. And please forgive me. Round Rock, Texas, 78864. Again, 2251. 78. Oh, okay. So, thank you for making those corrections. I apologize for goofing it up. Right on. And get your envelopes. Get a stack of envelopes. 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I really appreciate you supporting everything that's behind me to bring this news to you. And I appreciate all of the other hosts and guests and topic matters. It's something that you really do need a daily dosage of. And you can call in if you have issues where maybe you don't have a computer. Maybe the dumb thing isn't working. The good news is you can call area code 605-313-0163 and choose option 1 to hear the live stream. And you can also hear rebroadcasts of many of the other shows available here on Republic Broadcasting. Again, 605-313-0163. Option 1 will allow you to listen to a rebroadcast. And option 1 will give you the live stream that we're doing right now. And thank you so much for listening today. And I'm getting ready to send out a few self-addressed stamped envelopes because some folks were curious about things. And I'm going to be focusing on the fact that I noticed the training center, the California Grand Jury Association, about the electronic communication devices prohibition and the fact that that was not being followed or adhered to. And it raises some serious issues as far as the integrity, the confidentiality, and the whole structure and function of the grand jury doing their things in secret through their different committees. They went through their training at the end of July this year, and they will divide up into different committees. These are standing committees. You've got a city committee. You've got a county committee. You've got a law enforcement committee, special districts. Now, that special districts is one that deserves quite a bit of attention because they tend to cross and cover counties, several counties. Maybe they even cross over a state line, as with the TRPA, Tahoe Rape and Pillage Association. Oh, no, it's the Tahoe Regional Planning Authority. And if you cut down a couple of trees on your own property, you may get a bill for $30,000, yet they're not enforcing or noticing the public when a monopine or a quote-unquote cell tower goes up in your area. So special districts here in California, CSDA, California Special Districts Association, they also provide training at the grand jury training seminars. And there's a schools and libraries committee. There's a health and environment. And then, to put out their fabulous reports, there's the editorial committee. And you've got a foreman who is the only public spokesperson allowed to speak in any capacity with regards to grand jury topics, subjects, and in the training manual, it's broken sections. It covers the introduction and an overview of the grand jury. Section 2 is the grand jury law. Section 3 are local governments. Section 5, those are the grand jury investigations. Section 6 is how the interviews, interviews are conducted. Number 7 is writing those fabulous reports. And number 8 is the appendix discussing the backgrounds of our instructors and various contacts within the local area as far as your resources. A really fun project to do, and you may be surprised. It's a little civics exercise and lesson, an exercise of your rights. Gather the kids together. Maybe you want to get your nieces or your nephews or your aunties or your uncles. Or maybe your grandparents were raised in the way that they would take you down to the, go to the city hall. Sometimes it's located in a county center, your government buildings. And there are different departments and divisions in there. You've got your auditor, you've got your controller, and one of the neatest offices is the county clerk recorder, and then the elections offices. And so at the clerk recorder, that is where you do your public records requests for an oath of office. Now, whether they are elected or appointed, anyone that is paid in public funds of any kind must have already sworn the oath and be bonded individually. They have various types of bonding. For example, a contractor would have a license, possibly a specialty. It's preferred to get one that is bonded and insured in case something goes wrong that may or may not be under their control. And either way, that gives better coverage, and it's more important to do things that way instead of not. And it's even better if you just build it yourself with your family, with local materials that you get from your forest, if you need to thin it so that it's not a major fire hazard. There, I was reading some Mark Twain, and you could ride a horse through these trees at breakneck speed and not break your neck. And they've apparently just let a lot of things go, and it is so dense right now. I'm not sure how they're ever going to make up for this lost time. But we'll remind them with our claim with your grand jury. And it's pretty interesting. You may discover that there are certain public officials without an oath occupying that office of the public trust. And it's interesting all the different words and real estate terms, such as occupancy. And if they do not have that sworn oath on file as an official record, they create what is called a vacancy of the office. And I see quite a few vacant offices. And this was way before any primaries or major elections during the year. And so if you didn't get on your grand jury, don't feel bad. But if you haven't given them notice, it's time to grab those papers and fill them out. And I've got a blank form here, and this one in particular is going to deal with the upkeep, the maintenance, the paving of the roads, the repair and replacement of worn out roads, and some of them are used a lot more than others. But they forgot to repave this little street out here. So this will go to the, you know, they have different names, and it will go to that department, or it will be referencing that department, and it will just cover the fact that in the last couple of years, 2 or 3 years since I've been in the area, I have not seen any road work done. So it's going to be that department, the road workers. I did see a truck full of, I guess it was asphalt or some kind of paving material on the street, and got all excited the other day thinking they were going to do ours, and not quite at this point in time. So in the next section, describing the action that we wish the grand jury to take, because only men and women can make wishes. And only men and women can say, and only men and women can run the show here. I'm going to completely eliminate that word complaint from my vocabulary. And it's going to take a little work. But that is something that the government does. And here's a good acronym. If they are a public servant or they are a government agent or actor of any kind, they don't have rights. It's hilarious when someone like, or some corporation like AT&T says, we reserve the right. I stopped them. I was laughing. I said, you don't have rights. You're a corporation. You have, here's a good acronym, DROP. D-R-O-P, duties, responsibilities, obligations, oath of office, and privileges. Because we did create this government. This is of the people, by the people, for the people, not to plunder the people. So they do need to be reminded rather frequently. And then any additional information that you'd like them to include in their investigation will be included in the next section. And you can send pictures if you'd like. The most important thing, your confidentiality will be rigorously protected. All of these claims that you send in and all these communications are confidential, and they do acknowledge that they have received it. And you can send photographs and other information. Use copies. Don't send your originals. Keep those in your secret, confidential, locked files for future reference. And get to know who your grand jury is comprised of. And in the great Republic of Texas, they work together. And there are some folks that just don't play around if they realize that the city or the county or an agency is violating, abrogating, breaching, or depriving these rights. They don't play around. They say, my next stop is going to be to visit with the grand jury. And sometimes that gets things done. Sometimes they actually have to go and do a report to the grand jury and enter their claim and get the investigation going so that either accusations or indictments or maybe a good report will come out. And there are a couple of ways that you'll see these reports issued. A lot of times, your local newspaper will publish parts of the report, and it's kind of baits the hook. People get interested and want to know more, and so they can print copies of these reports from either cgja.org, that's the California Grand Jury Association, and that's the... I will see you right on the other side of this break. Thank you for supporting Republic Broadcasting.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back to the Grand Jury Reawakening, and thank you for listening, and thank you for sending your self-addressed stamped envelopes to the post office box here, 1624 Kings Beach, California, 96143, and put your address on an envelope and make sure it's big enough to fit what you'd like in it, and I'll take care of that and send it back to you. And getting ready to take a little stack to the post office today that will be going out. Some folks had asked for a copy of the Dr. Martin Paul letter regarding the hazards of not only the 5 gigahertz network, but it goes into a little bit of the detail about the smart meters and wireless Wi-Fi equipment and emitters. And it's super important that we be vigilant in guarding our liberty and our privacy and our property from the intrusions and the invasions of the trespassing technologies that are becoming way too overbearing and way too common. And I'm hoping that we can follow in the steppes of New Mexico and ban the smart meters in all of these lower, the other 40, I think we have about 46 left to go. And in the in one of these attachments in the training manual, it gives what's called the California Attorney General Issue Spotter Checklist. And it's pretty interesting. The whole idea is to not even be in a position where you're giving the appearance of a financial conflict of interest. And it discusses some of the incompatible offices. And the nice thing is there's a little section under here that goes into common law. And I've been studying a lot more of that recently, thanks to Rich out there in Georgia sending me books. Thank you, Rich. And if you are an official, meaning you're an officer as opposed to an employee would probably be, building maintenance, got different offices, and it's okay to be a couple of different employees and wear a couple different hats, but not in the official positions. See you on the other side of this break, and thanks for supporting the sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look and how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-927-6648.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. There is nothing worse than a liar, except maybe a liar under oath, and that's called perjury. This is Dr. Kelly Royce. Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening, and thank you for supporting Republic Broadcasting Network in every way that you can. And get this information out to your neighbors and to your friends, and start talking about this over the barbecue. It's really going to be great when there isn't corruption to deal with, when we can be let alone and enjoy our liberty and our privacy and our property. One of the great resources here, and get this out to your friends, this is the United States toll-free Capitol switchboard. This is how you get in touch with your congressmen, women, and children, or your senators. And if yours aren't any good, find one that is and contact them and thank them for their work and see what you can do to make a difference and to support their work. That toll-free number is 877-762-8762. Again, that toll-free Capitol switchboard for the Congress and for the Senate. And if you have issues where you need to get some contact information, they are available 24 hours a day. Real men and women answering the telephones there. And they can help get you the addresses you need if you want to write letters. They sometimes can even get you a facsimile number. But if you have a senator like Kamala Harris, it may take them about 5 or 6 different steps on the web page of that named person, people, service, public servant there. And that was kind of interesting. It was only 4 steps to get Dianne Feinstein's facsimile number. And do let them know what's going on. Remember, we elected them, and you let them know that you voted them in, and if they don't serve you, that you will vote them out. Super important website, if you have computer access, is Antenna, A-N-T-E-N-N-A, AntennaSearch.com. There are 2 different types of search engines. There's an interactive mapping device, and there's also a printout feature that will give you the names of the owners, unless it is blank, B-L-A-N-K. Now, in the case of it being blank, that's a real grievous issue. Those devices have to be identified. They have to list the emissions. They have to list the owner and the insurance carrier. So if that's something that you can have access to, or you can have a friend do it for you, go to antennasearch.com and enter, for example, I'll give you a good one to look up. You put in just the street address, 950 Maidu, M-A-I-D-U Avenue. That is in Nevada City, California. The zip is 95959. And last that was checked, there were over 130 different devices. The worst crime is that it's a trespassing technology. It violates and intrudes and invades upon privacy and confidentiality. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't touch it. You can't hear it. You can't taste it. However, it is devastatingly damaging to those special senses that we were given for our protection. And pretty grievous thing. I heard that there were some firefighters who had one of these devices unlawfully installed on their property. Illnesses, sicknesses, all kinds of just terrible disease processes beginning. And they had it. They lit that thing on fire and burnt it up. And then all of a sudden, people could get their beauty sleep and their rest and get their repairs in. Because firefighters are one of the most important people that we have. So many volunteers, so many amazing men, and a few tough cookie women out there fighting fires, even in the Reno area. And I appreciate them. And I'm sure that you do too. And I hope you don't have to actually utilize their services, but do reach out to them and let them know about this Martin Paul letter. That's Dr. Martin, P-A-L-L. And let them know about Wi-Fi, W-I-F-I, facts.com. It's been hidden for far too long. It is time to expose it and put the daylight on it. Talk about it. Tell your people about it. Eliminate these sources. The three cardinal rules of protection are shielding devices, time, and distance. I've got good news. I heard about some steel-backed shingles and tiles for roofing material. If you don't have a metal or steel roof, I would suggest getting one right away. They're referred to as investment grade. You are worth it. Your privacy is worth it. Your life, your liberty, and property are completely worth shielding. Time away from those devices and distance yourself as far from them as you can. They transmit for miles. And filtration, that applies to everything, to your air, to your water, and to your food. Purity of food is one of the most important things. And that's how we vote with our dollars. That's how we order and require and demand service from our public servants and our public employees. They're very, very well paid, and they extract a lot of benefits from the public funds. And they need to be efficient, and they need to be functioning at a super impeccable level. There needs to be integrity. There needs to be honesty. There needs to be factual, truthful function and openness to those things in the government, meaning the books, the records, the oath, the bond. And we do have the duty to exercise those rights. That's our responsibility, is to protect and defend and secure these wonderful rights. They need to be used. They need to be brought from this little two-dimensional piece of paper into the three-dimensional world. It needs to be said. It needs to be spoken. Remind them what they are there for. Contact your congressman. Contact your senator. There's a big election coming up, and that should be used to get good people in, good men and women, that will actually serve the people, that actually care, that know that they swore that oath before the eternal righteous judge and creator of the universe. Might want to remember that. Might want to be reminded. And so thank you again for supporting Republic Broadcasting. I would love to see so many people sign up for this thing that we can get a facility up here in northern Nevada so that we can train in cross-country skiing and shooting rifles. It's an event called Biathlon, and I would love to do that, to be able to travel through a mountainous, snowy region like the real heroes of Telemark, and be able to, with accuracy, with exactness, be able to fire the little teeny, I think it's a 17 caliber shell. I think they're called a little Hornet or something like that. And what a great skill to have, to be able to ski and to get your heart rate at a level that doesn't interfere with your accuracy, and to have training in the mountains in the snow. That would be wonderful. And some of the National Guard were taking up that training a few years back, and I thought, boy, I'm going to have to learn that too in case you decide to go rogue. And it's pretty neat. It's been I guess an Olympic event for many years, and it'd be neat to see the elders and the seniors getting out there and doing that. And if you haven't been to the mountains lately, that's where all the men that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s are hanging out all day, every day in the winter. Try to keep up with them. If they're 7 year and under boys or 70 plus men, it's going to be tough. They're in really good shape, and I really appreciate their wisdom and their attitude, and I love it when they say they're old school and they live up to it. So thank you for supporting Republic Broadcasting, and get out there and get in touch with your local grand jury at the county level in California. Reawaken it. Speak about it. Look it up in your constitution. Look it up. Read about it. Speak about it. Bring it to life. It's the only way that we're going to get these two-dimensional, unliving pieces of paper back in our counties, back in our cities. There are wonderful libraries. Get in touch with your law librarian. Get in touch with your law library. Make it a habit to visit and get a weekly dose, at least. And eventually, we'll be able to go fishing and mining and do the things that we were taught that we would get to enjoy and get to teach others and get to learn from others and get to share in that experience. The California Grand Jury Association, cgja.org website, and then if you want some legislative info, LEGINFO. Also visit citizensactionnetworks.com, and hopefully when these go out, they'll be we'll get the website updated and we'll be able to focus on bringing you new things. Check out the court information tab, and we're looking forward to supporting you in the process. I'm happy to walk you through filling out one of these communication forms to your grand jury. If you're thinking you're not ready, you are. Don't wait. Don't even wait another minute. The whole month of August and nearly the whole month of September has gone by, and there hasn't been a peep from any of the grand juries. And quite a few of them got faxed with that electronic communication device prohibition. And I would like to see you visit your courthouse and visit the jury deliberation room. Get a Cornet meter. Get a gigahertz solutions meter if you're wealthy. And sweep it. Make sure there's a clean sweep in there and that there aren't any surveillance devices. Make sure they know there's an electronic communication device prohibition. And it's not just California that's got that information. Other places have got it too. But you just simply need to go digging up those diamonds and share that treasure with your people. See you after this break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. And since we do have this great big election coming up, it's pretty neat. It's an opportunity. It's a super visible public event. And so check in with your local county. Check in with the Registrar of Voters and your clerk recorder and your elections office and see if you can't attend maybe some poll worker training and learn how to be an observer and maybe do some exit poll surveys and learn how to support this process and how to protect and defend the rights of suffrage and voting. If you have some information that you need regarding impropriety or improper activity, you contact your Secretary of State and or your county elections office, and let's clean up the voter rolls, and let's get the public servants doing their duties and doing their work and taking the folks off of the rolls that don't belong there. And those that have been convicted or those that have gone on to the next plane, because we don't want dead people voting. And that's another responsibility that we have to take on, that if we've had a relative pass away, it's our duty to make sure that they're not on the voter rolls, because they don't always become non-living in the place where they were living and voting and functioning. And it's pretty neat. I did get to attend the poll worker training, and part of the duties of serving on the grand jury is that you get to observe the process and you see what's involved with set up and functioning. And an interesting thing is there are quite a few, I think we're a vote by mail primarily county. And I do have, you know, mixed thoughts on that. I do prefer the paper ballots, and they should be counted right then and there as they are turned in. And there are opportunities to serve in this position. And to actually be compensated for it. In Texas, you have early voting available, and in California, I think that you get compensated for the training. It probably depends on who you are and what you do, and check into it. Visit your elections office, meet your officials and your public servants, and get out there and make a difference. Let's get some good people in office. And I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to the greatest network. That's republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.